We've been looking at the notion of coming into God's presence with thanksgiving, as you see in the well-known 100th Psalm. And then there are certainly other aspects of that. Psalm 69, which actually Psalm 16. I've been reading. Psalm 16 is one of those in which we see a kind of a reflex of the believer giving that back to God, which is due to him. Preserve me, O God, for in you I put my trust. O my soul, you have said to the Lord, you are my Lord. My goodness is nothing apart from you. As for the saints who are on the earth, they are the excellent ones in whom is all my trust. Verses, and then down to verse 7 of that. I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. My heart also instructs me in the night seasons. The setting here, as you know, this is the key Old Testament passage that the apostles always went to speak of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. And we don't speak of resurrection unless we have death in view. Certainly, in this psalm, David had difficulty in view. He's coming near to the end of his rope, and he says, "What is beyond that? Will you let me go at the end of life?" And he's given sight. He's given faith to see that that's not the case. And he's able to say, the lines have fallen to me in pleasant places. And the believer can say that even in a difficult time. And then when there is a sight of that, what goes back to the Lord is a statement of, verse 7, I will bless the Lord. Believer has a reflex response in which, having been given blessing, he blesses God back. Psalm 145 is another one of those. I will extol you, my God, O King. I will bless your name forever. And we cannot... We can't pray properly unless there is some sense of that in our hearts. The believer who has been given faith, who has been given a bedrock confidence in God by means of Christ, he can't be coming to God unless there is that which is a proper leaning on and saying to God, you are the ultimate that I have need of. And saying that, being ourselves dependent creatures, comes in the form of this whole thing that we're calling praise and thanksgiving and blessing. And so for you and I, how do we come to God? We come not just as dependent creatures, not just as those who have been saved, but having been saved, we come to Him as those who owe to God thanksgiving and praise. And the form of it is this what I'm calling a reflexive. By reflexive, I mean something like knee-jerk, an automatic blessing of God for that which He is giving to us. And I think that it is, as I say, it's there for everyone who has faith. And my intent in these evening sessions like this is not to have the whip out necessarily. My intent is to say, do you understand that that kernel of faith necessarily responds to God Almighty in this way, and you need to cultivate that when coming to God, in coming to God. And then the nature of that for the believer is, if I am to come to God with this praise and thanksgiving, see in Psalm 100, come into His courts with thanksgiving, what does that look like for me? Well, the believer then searches, in some sense, and I say it's a reflex because there is a reflex of doing, but it's not always just a reflex of content. There may be some searching to say, what is the content of my blessing? And it may be current blessing. It may be large blessing that I need to remind myself of. As the psalmist says, forget not all His benefits. And then he begins to enumerate those things that God has and is doing for him. And so, for you and me, it is in and of itself a blessing to rehearse back to God those things that are bedrock blessings for us. Those things that say, when was the last time I reminded myself and gave it back to God as praise, these things that are absolutely true about who I am in Christ and what God has done and is doing toward me. Just because I have to search my mind and my heart doesn't mean that it's therefore illegitimate or out of court for me to rehearse them in prayer. It is still right. I mean, I can at the same time be bringing them to the Lord and inside my heart be saying to myself, I'm not very thankful that I have to be reminding myself of these things. They're not just gushing up, but nevertheless, I do it. And the Lord, so often then, in the rehearsal, the reminder becomes deeper and more blessed in the rehearsal. So the fact that it is almost a laundry list, let me encourage you, even though it's almost a laundry list, the fact that it's a command that we see there in Psalm 100, come into His courts with thanksgiving. Take it as a command. remind yourself of those things. Ask the Lord's forgiveness for your coldness and present them to Him. And so often, He will warm your heart in that rehearsal. Hebrews 13, he says, therefore by Him let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. The writer to the Hebrews here does not say, well, you know, if you find that your heart is just bursting with joy, make sure that you express that to God. Is that what I just read? No. You know, if you have this special thing that you really noticed in the scriptures or about those things that God is giving you in your life, you know, in sanctification or in redemption, make sure that you give that. No. Let us continually offer. It is our due as redeemed creatures to offer the sacrifice of praise. And you notice what he's saying, therefore, by Him. It is the fact that we can do this by the Lord Jesus that is the glorious fact. As I was saying at the beginning, the believer can only be here because he's been redeemed, because he is a new creature in Christ. All of these things. And now. And now. And so that becomes the mantra in some sense. Colossians 3. Whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to the Father through Him. So this giving of thanks then becomes an outlook. Whatever you do. Now, I got caught in a traffic jam. It's very easy for that to become that and every other bad thing that happens to me becomes, a moment. And instead, Paul says, whatever, giving thanks. It's necessary for the believer not merely to say, well, God did that, but to turn it farther than that and to give thanks. Thanks that I'm here. Thanks that He is caring for me. Thanks that I am being blessed nevertheless in this setting. And when you go to that place, you find that you don't have to manufacture, well, I'm caught in traffic and maybe there's an accident up there that I avoided by you can think that way, but you don't even have to. You know that right here you are being cared for, and there is a continuum of thanksgiving that is due to the Father because of who you are and where you are as a Christian. And so Paul just says, whatever you're doing, all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks. And again, he says it through the Lord Jesus. And so then that becomes, it's when I come into prayer. And now it's throughout my day. And so if I can do the one, I can do the other. If I can do the other, I can do the one. And by the way, if I can't do the other, I can't do the one. If I'm continually hanging my head, being unhappy over the events of my day, how can I possibly come into His presence with thanksgiving? And if I have, and if I don't care about coming into His presence with thanksgiving, I can't possibly turn the events of my life into thanksgiving.